Hey, so good evening, people. This is The Candid Show, brought to you by host Sriram. And Krishna with me as my co-host today. So we are officially back after 2 weeks again. So a lot of work has been going on in these past 2 weeks. We've been very busy. We've been getting a lot of content. We've been preparing a lot of topics. A lot of formats are coming on your way. And a lot of revamp is also going on in terms of the visual content, the YouTube channel logo, etc., etc., which we'll be gradually revealing in the forthcoming weeks. So let's jump into today's episode, which is going to be about a very important topic or a very inquisitive or a very intriguing topic, because this is something which we always wanted to talk about, like from the point of time where we kind of wanted to, like, we start our podcast, for example, because very, like, just a funny episode where we talk about our feelings, or basically just a very casual and sit down episode. So today we are going to be talking about relationships, or basically the next gen kind of relationships. So relationships are, like, we have relationship in our everyday life, for example, because relationships are what kind of help us to go on through life. We are humans because we are social animals, so we crave for any kind of a social connection which we get. So I think relationships are very important in our life. So today we are going to be focusing upon your romantic kind of relationships, which are kind of existing in our society these days. So I'm going to, like, discuss about a few, or like one or three maybe romantic relationships which are kind of like have evolved in this new generation, especially in this Gen Z kind of an era. Like, they have kind of popped out like the last decade or so. Like, the very first one which I wanted to talk about is probably the friends with benefits kind of a thing, because I think this is something which has kind of, like, evolved. Like, it has always been there, I guess, but we didn't want to give it a label, because I think this is something which has always been there in our society, because it used to be there in our school days, in our college life, even when we grow up, because this is just a kind of relationship where there are just two friends. They just want to have a good time together, so they just basically, they are basically good friends. So, like, they have a good account of relationships with each other, but preferentially, or rather the main goal of this relationship, is basically that they kind of exchange sexual favors to each other, basically. So that's kind of like the baseline of this kind of relationship, and they don't have any kind of strings attached to it. So, for example, they don't define this relationship as any. So, for example, it does not have any kind of a bound. So both of the people have freedom to do whatever they want. They can talk, they can do whatever they want. So it's a pretty freedom and a pretty open type of relationship, which is kind of which kind of makes sense in our current generation also, because we as Gen Zs are pretty much we have a lot of freedom these days. So relationships, when popping out like these, I think there is no surprise in it, I guess. So Krishna, do you have anything to talk about friends with benefits in specialty?
So to speak about the friends with benefits, as you told already, these individuals actually know each other, and they don't actually are complete strangers. Actually, they maybe in college, if you take, they know each other well, and they actually only exchange sexual flavors between them, and they don't actually sit and express one's feelings with other. So that is not the case according to the friends with benefits. And here you can see that this type of relationship is actually present in countries like US. So, like, in India, you can see it is actually present, but it is not widespread to be common. So, like, it is not present everywhere we see. So, like, it is present, but it is very rare.
Yeah.
So it is due to this we can't actually see its occurrence in the common society. So, like, this is mainly because I see is that many taboos and rules, and you know that our country is completely full of different religions and caste and many taboos and rules.
Yeah.
So etc., etc. So, like, there is a complete set of rules in a country according to all these Western countries like US. So, like, if you see US, they have all the independence to do whatever they want. So, like, they don't actually see it as a big crime or big issue in their country. So, like, it is a very normal happening thing in countries like US and other countries. So, like, considering India, we have many religions, as told before, and the parents mainly don't accept all these kind of relationships, and all the society in general actually doesn't accept this type of relationship. So, like, all this relationship is like, it is present, but not very common. So, like, it is widespread.
Yeah.
So, like, it is not widespread. So, it is very rare to see. So, that is what is about the friends with benefits in common. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is kind of like the upcoming kind of relationship, I guess. I think we'll get to see more of this probably in the near future. So talk about the next kind of relationship. I think this is the kind of they called as hookup culture in general, which I think this term is basically coined by most of the Western countries, most of the third world countries, because this term kind of like refers to kind of means a lot of ways. But I think one way you can interpret it is that they're basically two strangers and they just basically meet, for example, at any point of day or night, whatever, and they just exchange sexual favors and they just leave. They're just two complete strangers and they have no contact with each other. So that's basically called as a hookup. And this is the kind of thing which is kind of like actually very common or very prominent in the Western countries, especially because they are generally Western countries tend to be more of a broad and open-minded kind of a people. Even though they are religious people, even in Western countries, they don't tend to be very closely attached to their spiritualization or norms, etc., etc. They just tend to be very free. They just do whatever they want in general, I guess. So this is just a side effect. These kind of relationships are just like a side effect of those kind of norms, I guess. And obviously these kind of relationships will never even be like kind of a thing in India, I guess, or even if they are, they'd probably be kept in secrecy by most of these people, because obviously our Indian society is very judgmental for the most, because obviously you do anything out of the ordinary, people start to judge you, people start to look like you're an alien or something like that. So I think people generally would not want to talk about their sexual experiences, at least to strangers, especially in India. So obviously these kind of relationships, they're like very pretty new, I guess, over the last 5 to 6 years they started developing. And most of these is actually due to the dating apps, which have been kind of like coming out like around the last 2 to 3 years, I guess. So yeah, we'll probably get to see more of this in the foreign countries, but not in India for sure. So do you have anything on this, Krishna?
So to speak about the hookup culture, as you told, previously mentioned that these kind of relationships like hookup culture and difference with benefits, it's commonly seen in countries like US. It is not actually present in India because of these society's view on the individuals if they kind of have this relationship. Even like LGBTQ is like kind of not accepted by all community of India.
Yeah.
So like all they kind of see the individuals as the aliens. And yeah, as you told, the parents kind of don't accept the individual inside their home. So like they don't allow them to in their family after such relationships they have with others. So like maybe a girl or a boy, so either one of them will be punished by the family. So like they won't actually consider them in the family, and they won't actually accept their relationship, and they will be very angry. So like they will tell them to get out of the house. So like that is the most common thing happening in India, countries like India. So like we have so many taboos, and all these religions also play a very important role. And we can surely say that in like 4 to 5 decades this may change actually. So like considering our generation, so consider 2020, so where all our parents, so like they were brought up by their grandparents, who both were all our parents and grandparents who lived in a generation where there was no technology and there was no social connection with people. So if considering our generation, so like Gen Z's, they kind of have all these technological advancement in devices and various type of technologies around them.
Yeah.
And if you consider our parents and our grandparents, as mentioned in the previous episodes, so like they are not actually addicted to the technology. They don't actually prefer using technology for each and everything. But we are straight opposite to them, and we Gen Z's actually kind of prefer using technology. So like we have this social connection with people. So and all these kind of relationships were like, it was seen like a crime in the period of our parents and our grandparents.
Yeah.
So that is the reason why our parents kind of put influenced all these kind of rules in our life. So like in our childhood, so like we must grow accordingly to the rules and norms according to the religion. So like we shouldn't intercaste marriages. So like there's lots of rules in India. So like there are various rules, if you see. So this may actually change in a decade or two or three decades, as we Gen Z's would become the parents of the upcoming generation. So like we may be lenient to the kids, or like we may be accepting all type of marriages or like love marriages more than our parents did to us.
Yeah.
So yeah, speaking about the hookup culture, it is about the complete two strangers actually meeting their sexual needs with each other. So like they don't actually sit and express their feelings with one another. It is kind of similar to the friends with benefits, but if you differentiate both, the friends with benefits kind of the individuals know each other, and this is hookup culture is about two different strangers who only meet to have exchange in sexual flavors.
Yeah.
So that is the main type of two types of relationships about in our society, present in our society, and I hope this changes in the future. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, Krishna, because if you think about it, there's like there's been a big evolution of relationships ideas or the terminologies you've given to it. Because I think when you think about relationships, like in the past 2 or 3 years, or probably the past 2 or 3 decades, for the instance, you would have never even thought that these kind of relationship would be in existence, or like something like this would even exist. Because for example, if you'd have thought of hookup culture, for example, if you ask our grandparents that these kind of relationship would have existed, I think their answer would be no. Obviously, they would have not even had an idea as to these kinds of relationship would exist, at least in their children's time. So I think this is very unique and pretty weird actually to think about it, because obviously we are kind of changing, we are kind of breaking bounds, we kind of discard new things as we grow up, and probably I don't know what the upcoming generation has in store for them, because obviously there are going to be new things again, there's going to be new kind of, and technology kind of helps all of these, I guess, in one way or the another, because technology is kind of like the main driver for most of these relationships especially. So yeah, as we talk about technology, the next kind of relationship is kind of close related to technology, which is basically long distance relationship. So again, this kind of relationship, again, this is I think very, very recent actually. I think this has been in existence for about, again, like the 4 to 5 years, especially since the video call and like stuff like that actually start to become very more famous. So that's time, I think that's the approximate amount of time where long distance relationship kind of became more and more popular and prominent, I guess, just because of the fact that two strangers, when they meet across any kind of social media platform, for example, maybe Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc., and they just develop some kind of a connection, that may be love, that may be some kind of romantic relationship or whatever it is. Obviously, they don't give labels to it, and they just keep talking through any kind of social medium. So they might call them every day, they might have audio video calls, etc., and obviously, they don't know where the relationship is going to take them, but most people generally elevate it to have some kind of a romantic relationship. So they basically have this kind of a relationship on an online platform, which is, in my opinion, not the best way to kind of have a relationship, because obviously you lose a lot of things which a relationship kind of needs, is the kind of the touch, a personal touch, going out with one another, that spending the quality time and all of that things is just basically ignored. So obviously you do not get the same kind of experience as you would when you would normally date a person, but still I think there is some amount of closeness to be have an online dating, I guess, because you still talk to one another, you still have that regular kind of conversation, but obviously you do need a lot of a commitment. There's commitment issues always in these kinds of relationships, because obviously one or the other partner kind of gets bored or does not have that much amount of patience to go through with them, and obviously meeting them is like once in a year kind of an occurrence, and that kind of depends on the person. So it's a very difficult kind of relationship, but people still have actually somehow had good amount of commitment in these kind of relationships, these, and also have given good amount of success rates. So obviously these kinds of things will definitely be more and more only into the future. Obviously even in India, these kind of things would just like not a very rare sight to be seen, because obviously there's nothing wrong with this, you just interact with the person, but that kind of an interaction medium is through online mode, so I don't see anything wrong with it. So what do you think about this, Krishna?
So to speak about the long distance relationship, the individuals actually, as you told, they meet up in the social platforms, so like Instagram or maybe Twitter or Snapchat, so like all these using all these media, so like they kind of have a conversation, and that becomes later on romantic, and they fall in love with each other, and such type of relationship actually doesn't last long, because most of the relationships actually require commitment. And if you see that the career and all the etc. and many other stuff, so like it is very hard to actually manage your real-time issues, and so like there is no, actually no time for the individuals to look after each other. So like, that is the main problem I see in long distance relationships. They don't get to know about each other completely. So like, they have to believe what they actually say about themselves and their family and their situation, etc., etc. So like, they don't get to see them physically and know about them more. So like, that is not actually possible in long distance relationship. Yeah. So like, if you consider other type of relationships, they kind of meet each other at regular intervals. So like, they are in the same society, so like in the same city or the state. So like, that is the case in other type of relationships. But considering long distance relationships, the individuals are in the part of these different parts of the country, or like different countries maybe. So like, that is very hard for them also to actually continue the relationship in them. So like, it is very hard. So like, as we know that they can't see each other regularly. So the only platform to converse with them is only through all these social medias and video calls. Yeah. And messaging, etc. So that is the main problem I see considering the long distance relationship. And I don't think most of the individuals have commitment towards these kind of relationships, and they don't have patience most of all. And if you see that they kind of don't know each other completely, so that is the very big problem. And they also don't know, as you told, this relationship, where is it going to end, and will they actually marry each other? So that is a very big question mark in considering all these types of relationships. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, Krishna, because if we think about the longevity of any kind of relationship, I think these long distance relationship things definitely don't work out, at least in my opinion, because as you told, there's just a lot of obstacles, there's just a lot of things you have to consider, a lot of effort is required from both the sides, and I don't think the Gen Z or any kind of generation would be have such levels of persistence to maintain that kind of relationship, even though it may be it may be the one, or you may even find the person who you're like, who's you're destined to be with. I still think that is not going to work. It still does not. There's still, obviously, there are a lot of real world rules and things which you have to kind of understand, go through. You have to. There's just a lot of effort, a lot of hard work. I don't think there is persistence or longevity in these kinds of relationships. Yeah.
So, Shriram, I want to ask you, is that what do you think about the religion as a very big barrier in all these kind of relationships?
Yeah, definitely, Krishna. I think religion has kind of like transformed, or it has always been like this way, I guess, because it has been like such a dominant kind of a factor in any kind of relationship or anything in our life, for example, because India especially is a very, very highly religious country. We praise our religion, we have such high regards for our religion, and that is all fine. And sometimes these religions, these practices kind of interfere in our everyday life sometimes, and it is just annoying at some point, because obviously, especially in these kinds of relationships, I think religion has a very, very big role to play, especially when the time of marriage comes, because I think that's a very, very big kind of a black hole, because marriage is something which at least the Indian parents kind of believe in the concept of arranged marriage only, because that's what they've been following for the last foreseeable generation. I don't think so. It's like that's been the thing which they've been following all this time, and asking them to immediately change their minds or adapt to new things, it is definitely hard. I can understand their perspective also, because suddenly you're asked to believe in this concept of love marriage and the concept of LGBTQ, same-sex marriage, etc., etc., and definitely this can be overwhelming to them, and that is fairly understandable to me. But you have to think about the happiness of your child, or at least for any kind of, for the generation itself, because I don't think we have control over who we fall in love with. I think this seems too cliche when you talk about it this way, because I personally feel you connect with someone, you don't see caste, you don't see color, you don't see race, you don't see sex, for example. You just connect with them, that's it. So I think this connection beats any kind of religious practice or any kind of rule which you have placed in our society. So I think we as Gen Z, when we grow up, I think we'll be a much more broader kind of a generation. We'll be much more understanding parents, I feel, but that has its own kind of bad consequences. Probably we'll be terrible parents, I think, because obviously we don't have any shred of responsibility, we don't have accountability, we have so many flaws with us, and the flaws just keep on going. But I think we'll be a different kind of a parent, I guess. We'll be more understanding of our kids, but obviously I don't know how our kids are going to be. They may even be the worst kind of kids the humanity has ever known, but time only has to tell all those things. So I think there is, I can see a shift right now. Even now, there is like parents who are acceptive of different kinds of things. LGBTQ people are starting to understand, respect LGBTQ people from that community, because that kind of community was always being people just don't like to understand. They don't know what is going on with them, so they hate them. So I think in that way, religion is starting to have much more lesser grip on relationships in India especially, and I hope to see this effect prolong at least in the near future.
So yeah, as you told that all these parents don't actually accept all these, what you told is that the individuals don't actually fall in love with each other, seeing race, religion, etc., etc. They kind of only see their attitude and their kindness. So that is what is the basic reason why individuals actually fall in love with each other. So, but most of our parents kind of don't accept, and during marriage, this becomes a very big problem, and all these individuals kind of like, in most of the cases at least, they step out of their houses and they kind of marry, and the parents doesn't accept them back into the family, and this becomes a very big problem to them, and the individuals have to make their lives in a different path, and they have no attachment to their family for the foreseeable future. I see is that most of the parents hate all these kind of relationships. Yeah, I can see that in the near future this may actually kind of change due to the type of the parents we would be in the future. Yeah,
definitely. I think the future is very bright in terms of we accepting people, and I'm very positive that we as parents definitely be a better job than our parents. So yeah, that'll be the end of today's episode, guys. So before closing up, I'd like to say that anybody who's wanting to go into a relationship, or anybody who's already into a relationship, I'd like to suggest that you please think through the consequences which it would bring, because obviously, as we told, there's just a lot of commitment, there is a lot of effort required from both sides. You have to be very patient, and along this you have to manage your career, also your life, and you, most of the time people generally fall short to achieve on either one of those, and you need both of those. I can understand that, but I think there is a time and place for everything in your life, and I think you have to be very careful about what kind of relationship you choose, because obviously if you undergo any kind of a breakup, that can completely devastate you. You just go to complete points of insanity, you just lose yourself, and obviously there are a lot of bad things which would happen. I don't want to emphasize on those, obviously you all know what it is. So yeah, I think you should think through before you fall in any kind of relationship, because hurting the other person is not your motive at all. So please be wary of things like these, guys. So that will be the end of today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening to it. So if you have any kind of comments, criticism, suggestions, please drop it in the comment section down below. And please check out the episode on Spotify also. Make sure you follow us on Spotify also. So we'll be coming at you with more and more episodes in the next forthcoming weeks, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.